Okay, so do you have a, your, have a specific memory?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Although it's, I mean, much bigger things have happened, but I don't know why my mind went to that memory.
It's very important. Even if you think it's not a big deal, if the memory comes up, it's really important. Trust your higher self that whatever's presenting, that's what you want to look at. Okay? All right, so do you want to share some of the memory with us?
Yeah. I'm maybe 5 years old, and I got scolded really badly, as I often got scolded really badly, due to no fault of mine, I'm telling you guys. And it was really hot. It was summer, it was hot, humid, and I went into the storeroom where there was no fan, no AC, sat on the pile of dirty clothes, and cried for 2.5 hours till almost I fainted, hoping that people who have scolded me will come and find me over there and feel sorry that they have done so wrong to me, and no one ever came.
Okay, I think we can all tap with this one. Okay. Even though I knew.
I was absolutely right.
I deserved to be loved.
To be cherished.
To be adored.
To be adored.
And that just didn't happen. But I knew.
In my wisdom.
Before they taught me differently.
That would be right.
And the anger.
And the judgment.
And the emotional cruelty.
Wasn't right.
I knew in every fiber of my being.
It was wrong.
And it's true.
Children shouldn't be treated that way.
There was nothing I could do.
In my little five-year-old self.
That could ever deserve.
All that rage.
And powerlessness.
And hostility.
And frustration.
To be directed at my little body.
It was wrong.
My spirit knew it.
And this little human girl,
this little human mind,
this little human body,
was quite certain
she could show them.
And it's heartbreaking.
And it's so sad.
That they never got it.
Not on that day.
And not any days after.
This really happens.
No matter how much I cried.
No matter how long I was gone.
No matter how much I punish myself.
It never makes it better.
And I see evidence of that.
Everywhere.
This little girl.
I'd love to hold this little girl.
And tell her.
It's not her fault.
It has nothing to do with her.
Grown-ups' pain.
Come spewing out.
And it would happen.
Whether she was there or not.
It had nothing to do with her.
This beautiful little girl.
I'm so sorry.
It's so sad.
No one came.
No child.
Should be alone.
Crying.
And no one comes.
I'm seeking healing.
Not just for my five-year-old self.
But for every parent.
And every child.
That no one saves.
No one hears their tears.
No one helps them.
Understand.
How to heal.
All those wounds.
That come spilling out.
In hostility.
And energetic.
And emotional.
Abuse.
They were furious. They were so angry.
They were so angry.
It was like being hit.
It was like being hit.
With waves and waves.
With waves and waves.
Of hostility.
Of hostility.
And frustration.
And frustration.
And pain.
And pain.
And it was more than I could bear.
It was more than I could bear.
This really happened.
This really happened.
To my 5-year-old self.
To my 5-year-old self.
Who knew?
Who knew?
I could cry so long.
I could cry so long.
And it still didn't heal anyone.
And it still didn't heal anyone.
It was so hard to be me.
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 I'm asking.
I'm asking.
I'm intending.
I'm intending.
That this little girl part of me.
This little girl part of me.
Remember.
Remember.
It had nothing to do with me.
It had nothing to do with me.
They would have been just as angry.
They would have been just as angry.
Just as emotionally cruel.
Just as emotionally cruel.
Just as frustrated.
Just as frustrated.
Even if I weren't there.
Even if I weren't there.
Even if it was someone else.
Even if it was someone else.
I always thought it was about me.
I always thought it was about me.
It was never about me.
It was never about me.
It was always their pain.
It was always their pain.
Their wounds.
Their wounds.
And I'd like to forgive.
And I'd like to forgive.
Them.
Them.
Their parents.
Their parents.
Our culture.
Our culture.
Their society.
Their society.
Their friends and family.
Their friends and family.
That never help them, find a way, to heal, so that they could, treat a child, the way a child desires, and deserves to be treated, with joy, with compassion.
This little girl,
she knew it wasn't right.
In all her little self,
there was no way,
to fix any of it.
It's so sad.
It's so sad.
Those hours and hours,
and no one came.
All that time,
and no one came.
All this emotion.
All this emotion.
This really happened to me.
This really happened to me.
There I was.
There I was.
On the dirty clothes.
On the dirty clothes.
In the heat.
In the heat.
Crying all alone.
Crying all alone.
And no one came.
And no one came.
No one came.
No one came.
I want to remember.
I want to remember.
It was never about me.
It was never about me.
They couldn't give me.
They couldn't give me.
What they didn't have.
What they didn't have.
They could not give to me.
They could not give to me.
What they simply didn't have.
What they simply didn't have.
I want to forgive.
I want to forgive.
All child parts of me.
All child parts of me.
Still believing.
Still believing.
I have to feel bad.
I have to feel bad.
And be alone.
And be alone.
Whatever I'm still holding on to.
Whatever I'm still holding on to.
About feeling bad.
About feeling bad.
And being alone.
And being alone.
No longer serves me.
No longer serves me.
It's true.
It's true.
It really happened.
It really happened.
It's over now.
It's over now.
I am safe.
I am safe.
I never again.
I never again.
Have to be that little girl.
Have to be that little girl.
This really happened.
This really happened.
I was all alone.
I was all alone.
I cried and cried.
I cried and cried.
For hours.
For hours.
In the heat.
In the heat.
All alone.
All alone.
No one ever came.
No one ever came.
This really happened to me.
This really happened to me.
It's over now.
It's over now.
I am safe.
I am safe.
This really happened to me.
This really happened to me.
It's over now.
It's over now.
I am safe.
I am safe.
Okay, big breath.